It's a beautiful day in Tampa Bay. You've got Glenn and Owen, two for Tuesday, February 12, 2019, the only 2-12-2-19 in the history of humanity. Let us continue to choose on purpose.
With a purpose.
You know what?
What?
Not to have a great day.
What are we going to do instead of having a great day?
To give a great day. Greetings, you beautiful humans. This is Glenn Klein online with another excursion into organized fun with a purpose. Glad to have you along for the ride. We've got a very special guest coming up momentarily, Dr. Cass Ingram, the cannabis doctor.
Cannabis doctor, huh?
Yeah.
I've heard of that stuff.
It's not what you might think, but he is an old friend from the old radio station, and he actually treated me.
Did he treat you nicely?
He did treat me very nicely. He's a very sharp dude, and we'll talk to him momentarily. I'm still fighting off this freaking chest cold.
Maybe he'll be able to give you some pointers.
I know he'll be able to. Week four. Dun, dun. It parallels exactly when we started the podcast.
It's all your fault, Glenn Klein Online.
We've been working our arses off. Mm. And you, being the youngster that you are, seem to be dealing with it better. But I had...
I haven't felt anything.
I don't think that's true, Owen. I've been watching your dating life. I don't think that's exactly accurate. But one of the things that I admire about you, I didn't really introduce you, did I?
We'll count this.
No, we won't. I really apologize. He is my partner. He is the co-founder of Glow Enterprises, the co-host of Glenn Klein Online, as well as our other show called Sex in the Pews, which, let's just say it's not for the faint of heart. It's not for work. Not to be. Oh, yeah, I guess if you had earbuds, you could listen to it at work. But it's where we dive deep
into all things sex and religion.
Yeah, and just how religion has just effed up the whole human sexuality situation. And we know from whence we came. But he is the engineer and producer extraordinaire as well on this program, and is 25 years old and a stud, frankly. But you really take it seriously. You take your health very seriously, which a lot of people, period, don't do, let alone people your age. Where did that come from? Why are you into healthy eating and yoga and exercise and fitness and sunshine and good loving?
I think it started... just working out at a young age with football. I've always been in good shape, and it just never left me. You know, once I got a taste of it and being healthy and doing yoga and eating right and practicing and having goals physically and reaping the benefits of them, I couldn't get enough.
You are naturally lean. You're 6'4", what? About a buck?
Buck 90.
Buck 90. Mm-hmm. That's lean. I mean, what percentage of body fat do you think you have?
14-ish. According to this flimsy little plastic body fat measure,
you got a six pack, and I would say probably closer to 10%. But whatever.
Yeah.
But once you sprouted, once you went through puberty, and then this happened, this, you know, basically looks like Tom Brady's twin separated at birth. My brother Jimmy is naturally lean, and it comes. I mean, he works out very much. I mean, he's in his 50s. He's in great shape. And as opposed to me, who I was heavy my whole life, the only reason I was relatively lean in my teenage years was because of athletics. And then once I stopped playing sports, I gained weight, and a yo-yo diet and back and forth. And it's, you know, like a lot of people, I've struggled. I've been really fit and really fat and a lot of things in between. How much do you think, though, just being natural to you? Which, I mean, your metabolism is much different than people who have a weight issue. How much do you think is that you just want to stay there? You're just motivated because you don't want to get fat. You don't want to be unfit.
Well, there's a threshold I have that when I stop working out or stop eating right, I feel it after maybe if I stopped cold turkey working out and eating healthy, after maybe 4 days, I would just lose it. And just, I get, my mood suffers, my, I just, all around health. And then when I start to see it show up on my body, when I, if I haven't worked out for whatever reason, travel, I just, it frustrates me, you know, it's a standard I have.
It's a good standard. He is Owen Pratt. He is the producer and engineer extraordinaire of Glenn Klein Online. I get that, you know, but I, it's like when I've been really, I mean, I've seen my six pack in my 50s and now I see a keg and it's, I'm not happy about it, but it's just, there's something for me that doesn't allow, when that moment happens, I go 2 or 3 or 4 days and start feeling crummy, to turn it around sometimes, and all of a sudden, a couple of months end up, you're back to where you were.
I'm in that place with yoga right now. I haven't done yoga in
months. Boo, boo, boo for you. Dr. Cass Ingram is a nutritional physician. He received his BS in biology and chemistry from University of Northern Iowa, and his DO from the University of Osteopathic Medicine and Health Sciences in Des Moines, Iowa. He, Dr. Ingram has written over 20 books on natural healing. He has given answers and hope to millions through lectures of thousands of radio and TV shows. But now the highlight of his interview career. Please welcome online the one and only Dr. Cass Ingram. Dr. Ingram.
Hello, nice to see you, old friend. Where you been all my life? My God.
You got to get a little closer to your microphone there, Doc.
Okay, well, can you hear me now? let me get a different mic on and see if I can get
you. You say you sound fine. It's fine.
Okay.
So, yes, Dr. Ingram, I came across at the old radio station. You were hawking a book at the time called The Cannabis Cure.
Yes.
And how well did that book do?
It's done pretty good. It's one of the few books on medicinal use of, well, you can say hemp oil or cannabis oil. It doesn't really recommend tons and tons of marijuana for the general public. Mrs. Jones and Sally Sue and Grandpa and Grandma, they're going to want the extract, aren't they? And so it's about that. And it's got five big uses, and we'll get into it. But it's done fine. And then I got a new book now. It's called The Doctor's Guide to Oil of Oregano, 101 Uses.
I'm holding it in my formerly nicotine-stained fingers, as Rush Limbaugh always says.
And I haven't had an influence on you. My God, what can I do for the general audience?
I went to Dr. Ingram's office. The radio station where I was living was in Racine. Dr. Ingram's outfit. Are you a founder of North American Urban Sweat?
I'm one of the people who helped establish that in 1994.
Wow.
Because I invented the Oregamax capsules, and it's actually a woman-owned business. She came up with the oil of oregano.
Who's that?
Miss J. Gray, and she's run a lot of businesses as a manager in her life, and this was her shot at doing her own thing, and look, the brand is found everywhere. So keep in mind, ladies, it's a woman that put the driver in the driver's seat. But, you know, I came up with this Oregamax, which is the crude herb, then the oil of wild oregano, P73, which she innovated. But I got on Bob Atkins, my friend at the time. I told New York City about this fantastic oil of oregano and how it cured me of my illness. Then Atkins said, it cured me when I had pneumonia over in Europe. And then that started a whole revolution, you know, and now you find this in every health food store, basically. Yeah.
How much would you recommend the Atkins diet, though?
Well, I like to eat food, so I'll eat a variety.
Well, isn't that, you know, the meat only?
I'm more of a, I'll eat a baked potato, but I'll also eat a steak. I'll eat some shrimp salad. You know, I mean, I just don't eat junk. So I guess I'd be a modified diet, not just, you know, not just protein and fat for me.
What was the last fast food you ate?
30 years ago, I had a McDonald's and I never looked back, my friend. and not a donut since, or no junk, no cookies even with sugar. I just don't like refined sugar. I've been off of it for so long, I don't even like to look at it. But
do you eat much bread?
Not much. I'm gluten intolerant to a degree, so I will, you know, I pretty much, if I'm going to have a carb, it's going to be baked sweet potato, lots of root vegetables, your carrots, your parsnips. I love that kind of stuff. You know, people, once you get off the sugar and once you quit the leavened bread and all that soft bread and stuff and that mush and slop, you don't really even want to look back. So.
Yeah, but come on, you got to have a good Chicago hot dog once in a while.
Chicago hot dog, beef hot dog with no nitrates, give it to me, but I just won't eat the bun.
Yeah, but it's the poppy seed steam bun, Doc. So
I
good.
I know. I'm so missing out on life. That's why I'm a fire plug full of energy. I could tear this whole studio down in 5 seconds. So.
How old are you?
I'm 63.
Yeah, you get pretty fired up. Yeah. So anyway, I'm in Racine. It's a dead of winter, and I am sick. I mean, I am just beside myself. And I've got numbness in my fingers and my feet, and I didn't realize that Doc Ingram was so close in Lake Forest.
You was a sick dog, man.
Yeah, he advised me on all these. They're all cannabinoids, really, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And they put them into these. I like the liquid form because I think it gets into my system faster. Maybe is it psychological or is it actually good?
No, if the liquid goes under the tongue, then it is getting in. Yes, it's true.
But the oregano, I have to. It's oregano. And I have
wild oregano P73, the original stuff. Yes, it is.
I can't put it. It burns me on my tongue. I put it in water and take a shot.
Then you just put it in juice and down the hatch.
What I do in the morning is I have a little shot glass and I fill it with water and I put 10 drops. I do this 3 times a day. I put 10 drops of oregano in there. And then here's what happens. I was talking to, at the time, your sales representative, Steve, I can't think of his last name.
Steve Harkins.
Yes, really good guy.
Yeah.
And I was placing an order, and he asked me how I was doing. And I had just returned from a trip to the North Woods. And I had just gotten a trip to the emergency room, to the urgent care.
What for?
Because my left ankle was swollen up like 4 times the size.
What month did this happen?
This happened in June, and so this was a couple years ago. So I iced it. I thought I got bit by a spider.
The tick could do that.
I iced it, and a friend of mine who works for a pharmacist says you got to get yourself to urgent care. So I went there, and the doctor, very nice, attractive young woman, is basically interviewing me. What's been going on? I said, well, I just was at my my daughter's graduation from her master's program in Savannah, and I had what I recognized was basically an anxiety attack because I had had it the year before once in Racine, thought I was having a heart attack, went to the emergency room there. My heart checked out perfectly, and they said, have you had any stress recently, any big changes in your life? And I said, yeah, I moved halfway across the country to a city I've never been to a job I've never had, to people I've never met before. Yeah, I had some change. So a year later or a little bit more, after I got fired, here's some more change. And I'm at my daughter's graduation, a lot of traveling. And so I recognized after we went out for dinner that I was having the same experience. And I just excused myself and I went home and went to bed.
Okay.
Then a few days later, here comes the swelling. So I explained this to the doctor, and she said, you had a panic attack. I said, Doc, I'm here because of my ankle. She goes, I suffer from anxiety disorder. And she said, the adrenals get pumped, get going so much that when you're having this kind of anxiety, to balance it out and as a protective feature, the body sends any excess toxins and fluids as far away from the heart as possible to your feet and ankles and your hands. And she said, she said, I have anxiety disorder. The doctor said this. So she knew exactly what she was talking about. Plus, she's a friggin' doctor.
Yeah.
And so she put me on a water pill. Of course, I got rid of the fluid. The ankle went down. So fast forward. Now I'm talking to Steven from North American Urban Spice. And he says, have you tried the Ashadrine?
Oh, good for him.
And I said, what's the Ashadrine? He said, well, it helps balance out your adrenals. Your adrenal gland. He said his girlfriend had a panic disorder, and he said she won't leave anywhere without it. It's always in her purse. And ever since I've been using that, I haven't had a problem. I use it 3 times a day with the with the oregano and this new product that you guys have been pushing called, what is it called?
Canna Curamin.
Yeah, what is that stuff that I'm liking already?
Well, first of all, that ashwagandha is the king. It's the root extract, organic, wild. And it's got natural steroids, so it mimics the adrenals. So, boy, does that ever regenerate the adrenals. Boy. And then it's got a little royal jelly in it. The Canna Curamin, that's the combination of the cannabis with turmeric, with wild oregano, with rosemary, with ginger, cinnamon. Man, that's like six in one. And that's anti-inflammatory, big time. So that go in there and root out the miserable inflammation in the joint system or muscle or arteries or coronaries or crazy gut. And then they have that as a drops under the tongue too. But most people, well, drops or capsules.
Yeah, I got the drop. So I take a half a dropper, you know, the eyedropper.
Well, it should have made you more liberal bouncing around all over the walls or something. Because that gives you, you know, increased flexibility.
Well, Owen says I'm getting more flexible because he stretches me sometimes.
He should stretch us all.
Well, you stretched me that time. God, that was like a freaking torture chamber in your office.
Yeah, right? I got you good with that treatment.
Yeah, but that was necessary.
But because you had that terrible situation. You could hardly walk correctly that neuropathy.
Yep, there was some neuropathy going on. I'm still not where I want to be, but I'm
that
not.
That was serious. I told you it was dead serious.
You thought I might be dead by now, but yeah. I'm not. Take that, you sons of bitches.
So the ashadrine material and the Canna Curamin material should help devastate that remnants of that neuropathy.
So I've got this chest cold, and I had a holistic doctor who I still talk to from years and years ago. And I have six children, and my oldest, Joseph, had childhood pneumonia all the time. And I just met Dr. Branham. This guy was from Eagle River, Wisconsin. And he said, if you take chopped garlic,
yes,
and paste Vaseline on your feet to protect the garlic, or to protect your feet from the garlic. You put some chunk garlic on your feet, put sock over it, go to bed. You'll start about an hour later, you'll start smelling garlic on your chest, and the next morning you'll be much better. We did it for Joe when he was a kid, and I totally forgot about it.
Yeah.
So here I'm suffering for a week. So finally I asked Owen if he'll help me with this, which he did. But instead of just chopping up some garlic, we put it in a food blender.
Yeah, well, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, but I didn't put enough Vaseline on the bottom of my feet.
Did it burn your feet?
Like you can't believe. I've got blisters.
Why didn't you do something simple? Just take the oregano or the P73 Super Strength and just rub and saturate that on your feet. At least then you smell like a pizza factory instead of some stinky garlic or something.
Well, I like a garlic smell.
I know, but nobody else likes it.
I was also concerned about vampires here in Tampa.
Then you need to use the oregano and the garlic in that case.
Yes, and so on.
If you would have just, listen to me.
All right, that's what I'm calling you for.
If you would have just taken your oregano oil, and every half hour you took 5 or 10 drops, we wouldn't be talking congestion right now anymore.
You're telling me, and I can just put it in the water. I should be
in the water. I don't care how you do it.
How
you can snort it if you want. You just have to get it in on a regular basis.
How many drops and how often?
5 or 10 drops every hour, every half hour, every 15 minutes until you corrode everything into oblivion. How do you think anything's going to survive against that stuff?
All right.
It's so aggressive.
All right, Ellen, will you go get me the shot glass?
Not only the P73. Right, only the P73 is edible that you can use aggressive.
I got it right in front of me. Owen is going to go get the shot glass.
It's good radio.
With the water.
See, by the time we do the show, you're going to feel better, and all that mucus is going to start draining.
By the time we're done with the show?
Right, what I said.
All right.
You can take it every 5 or 10 minutes. Where's some? I want to take some. I'm afraid I'm going to get sick through the screen, even though it's on Skype. God knows what you're carrying over there. Here we go under the tongue. There's a little dropper bowl right there.
All right, here we go. Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm going to take how many drops?
The whole dropper full. Quit messing around.
Oh, my God. All right.
Ah.
All right, here's the old dropper full.
That stuff's strong.
That wasn't bad at all. All right, so in 5 minutes, I'm going to do another one, you're saying?
Yeah, no, why not? Just so that you, because you got congestion, right?
Yeah.
Well, then you gotta cook it out. Those viruses stay on the membranes, and the oregano will devastate them. You know, we did that study where we gave the oregano one dose, and all the cells were infected with billions of viruses. And these were chicken embryo cells. So we just gave the one dose, and all the cells stayed alive, but all the viruses were obliterated in 20 minutes. So it shouldn't take too many doses for you to feel perfectly normal.
Wow.
Yeah. God, I don't believe you were messing around with garlic paste on your feet. He's got the stuff.
I don't either, Doc.
It says to me. I mean, he was really a help, and it's not easy to put garlic on your feet, and then
you're going through all that trouble, a food processor, right, and then trying to figure out how not to burn the bottom of your feet.
Right. So Owen's comment was like, you know, I always thought my life would come to this: putting garlic on paste on a 60-year-old's foot.
Yeah, the talk host himself, and trying to do a podcast while he's stomping around on the floor mashing garlic. You might as well get into the grape pit and make yourself some of that wine or something like that.
Do you drink any wine?
No, I don't. You know me. I told you. I said I don't want none of that. I don't want any of the sugar. I want to kill myself. I don't want to kill a million brain cells with a shot glass of booze. Who cares about all that? I don't care.
I like a little Jack Daniels, you know me.
Well, I'm trying to preach to the non-choir here now. Come on.
That's all right. So how do you know what to take?
Well, I do a little bit by instinct, but there are some things I try to take regularly. I showed you that. I want that Purely B, you know, 2-3 times a week, get my B complex powder. I like to take a Purely pack a couple, you know, 3 times a week. That gives me my vitamins. I'm a big fan of the oregano on a daily basis. I use the OregaMax too. I like to take them both. I don't like to get sick. I don't have time. You have time to get some congestion or sickness that could knock your voice out, or a sore throat or tonsillitis? I don't have time. And I like to have chaga, the wild chaga. I take my Ashadrine. What else do I do? I take the black seed. I love that stuff. I'll take that down a couple tablespoons.
When do you have time to work?
Some of the main stuff I do.
When do you have time to work or to eat? I mean, you're taking all this stuff all the
time. Who cares about all that? At least if you're taking the supplements, you can digest your food. You can process it. You don't get an upset stomach or too bloated or, I don't know, constipated or all that stuff.
Are you a fan of the apple cider vinegar?
Yeah, I do. I keep some right here at my desk, and I like to take a shot when I think about it. Got some right here. I'll take a shot.
Do you do fish oils?
I do the Polar Power Fatty Salmon Oil. I don't do the regular fish oil because the regular fish oil is industrially processed. Mm. Can you imagine? How much would you like to have a nice red snapper or some delicious white fish or some nice lobster or something? You like that?
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine if we soak it in detergent, bleach it, deodorize it, distill it, fractionate it? Would you want to eat it then?
Does not sound very appetizing.
Well, that's what you're doing when you eat commercial fish oil. So I only use the Polar Power. They take the heads of the salmon, extract it in a crude way, and that it's got all the nutrients. It never oxidizes. It's not very fishy. It's crude. And if you took that, you'd notice an improvement in your circulation and your overall health and your cholesterol parameters, and you know, just everything would improve in the cardiovascular.
That is Dr. Cass Ingram. He's giving advice to Owen Pratt, Glenn Klein online. I feel better already. I'm about to take my second shot here of the oregano. A full dropper.
I swear your voice sounds more crisp.
I think it does. Let's see. Out number two. L'chaim.
And maybe it will help clean up some of that language. I think it will.
I think they're still developing a cure for that.
I don't know.
You know what they say, Doc? They say people that swear more are more intelligent. Have higher IQs.
Who is they anyway? Everybody tells me about they said this and they said that. Is there any documentary evidence for that?
Yeah, they have, you know, they're trying to get
back to the they again.
Trying to make people
click. They're trying to get clicks on their website.
That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to be the shock jocks, and we don't care about that. We're just shocky and no matter what.
Well, that's true. You shock in a different way. So we have people listening all over the world to this thing. And because initially my first podcast that I was one of the first podcasts ever about 13 years ago.
Oh, you started the business.
No, well, I didn't start the business, but nobody knew how to do it. I just had a guy. I had a guy. And so he was able to get me on. And eventually, we started out with nobody listening. But eventually, we got into 185 countries. Oh, and then all of a sudden, here comes Facebook and then the radio show in Milwaukee, et cetera. So we have people listening all over the world who their health is not a priority. They might try to, you know, diet once in a while, or they might try to, you know, take a vitamin or whatever. How do you recommend people start?
Well, first of all, I must say, Mr. Klein, you have a very good radio voice, so I'm glad it's clearing up even more. So let's message through you. How do people start? They start by cleaning up their system. So if they have too much fungus or if they're infected and they're pushed down, they probably want to start with that oil of oregano P73 and the Oregamax crude herb. Remember, I was a dead man. I have a picture on my website, castingroom.com. I don't even like to tell people about it, but I look like I was a scarecrow from a concentration. And I used the oil of oregano, P73 oil, edible, and I used the Oregamax. That's all I had to get well. So it turned my whole life around and has made me into a very productive person. So I don't know what to tell you to start with milk thistle or to start with a B vitamin. I'm starting you in the wrong direction. You got to start with the oregano. In the Bible, Old Testament, I'm not the expert. It's got a word in Hebrew. It says Esau. They thought it was hyssop. Esau means wild oregano. Purge yourself that you'll be purified. So I don't care if you have allergy, fungus, virus, bacteria, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, arthritis, heart disease, cancer, stupid thing. What do you call it? Diabetes?
What do you call it?
You should be taking the oregano. That's the first thing. You get rid of the sugar. You ditch the bad habits. You try to help somebody get you off tobacco, whatever, but the oregano will purge you, right?
I just lost my train of thought. Go ahead. Go on.
So as someone who's, me personally, I'm pretty interested in health and want to live as vibrantly and healthily as possible, but I'll learn, you know, a tidbit or hear something about this product, whether it's the oregano or Ashadrine or any number of health supplements, and it sounds like something that it would be really good for me, but I just there seems to be, once you get outside of the traditional, you know, whatever the doctor would prescribe you, it seems to be just a mass
fish oil or B complex or milk thistle or echinacea. It's a mass. Go to God. he said you should use the hyssop from my wilderness. Right there is the proof. Number one herb.
Pour me a shot of that.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. I'm going to do, this is what, my third shot?
Yes.
All right, down the hatch.
Who's this now? Is that Mr. Klein?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Glenn just took shot number three.
Okay.
All right, now I'm going to pour Owen Pratt his first shot of oregano. Now, this is the first one he's ever done.
Mr. Pratt should take a few drops under the tongue and get the experience of big time power.
All right.
It's
going to burn though, bro. I meant to tie just a couple drops under the tongue.
Just a tiny little blip.
Yeah. That's just a couple drops there. There you go.
Now hold it there and just shut up and you know, don't complain.
Just relax yourself. Give me my oregano back, damn it.
I feel it coming on.
Did you feel it?
Oh, talking definitely expedited the process.
You feel that power?
I feel something.
Okay. You know, and so that's the kingpin for the good health, is that, and it's a powerful antioxidant. And we got all these viruses and fungus and molds and bacteria in our system. Now, yes, of course, we should get our B vitamins. We need our vitamin C. We need our vitamin A and D. But, you know, we're getting some of that in the food. However, we could go back to Pharaoh. We could go back to the times of the prophets and more. And we can see that that oregano was known as a medicine. And that the people used it. They used to stuff the amphoras full of the oregano from the mountains, the Greeks did, and then they would lather themselves in wild oregano.
What happened? How'd we get away from that?
We got away from it because of big pharma and big monopolies and big business. And see, you know, every doctor's bag in 1930 had cannabis oil extract. Did you know that?
No.
And now it was prohibited for 100 years. So the MDs in 1935 rebelled against big business and said, you cannot take our cannabis. It's a very effective medicine. We like it in our black bag. So you see how far we went? And then you had the homeopaths. They put them out of business, and Rockefeller and his group destroyed all the herbal medicine, and then they bought the osteopaths. The osteopaths were the holdout, so Rockefeller waved millions of dollars under their noses, and they sold out to him. The schools did. I'm an osteopath, you see.
We just,
and we lost everything. You know?
We just had Ken Grant, who is economist.
He's an economist, yeah.
And there seems to be, to me, there he was talking a lot about just the economic system and policies of our society. But it seems to me that some of these, especially with big pharma, and a few other areas, there seems to be an inconsistency and an ineffectiveness where there's a level of need or provision that's not being able to be met, maybe because it's not as profitable as the drugs that we have going through the system now, even to the point where there's a mycologist that I know of, a mushroom scientist.
Oh, yeah.
Which is an incredible field of study, but there's this strain of mushroom that would treat carpenter ants. You just put it, places fungus, it's harmless to people, but you put this fungus around the house and it repels carpenter ants.
Wow, that's very interesting.
One treatment and you're good for 10 years.
Whoa, that is amazing. Really, what would be in there like that? Wow. I mean, in the nature, our creator has made all kind of interesting things, and there's a cure for every disease out there. So we start with the oregano. Now, let me tell you something else, and I'll get you some other things, but I had a woman, and I'm not trying to make a medical claim here on radio. I'm going to tell you the truth. I had a woman who was going to die. They put her in the hospice. They called on my help. I gave some ideas to a friend. The friend delivered it to the 85-year-old. She had pancreatic cancer and obstruction and full of yellow jaundice, and they sent her go bye-bye. So she took the oil of oregano, the black seed oil, and something called juice of oregano, which is the hydrazole. Juice of oregano is the steam. The steam traps the wild oregano active ingredients, and it drips into a drum, and they bottle that. Well, when I was in Turkey, the village chief told me, what are you using all these things for? You should use the oregano juice. I said, well, what do you use it for? He says, it cures cancer. I'm going, you want to put me in jail or something? So I have secretly recommended it. Why not? To support a healthy immune system, not to cure. And the woman is still alive 5 years later from pancreatic cancer. 2 weeks, she went normal. No more jaundice, no more yellow color. This stuff went into that pancreas and cleaned it up.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's a big one. Call on all of them.
All right, shot number 4 coming up. 4 or 5, am I?
It's 4 for you.
Look
how deep his voice is.
You like flaxseed oil?
Flaxseed oil is not too bad, but I'm trying to popularize black seed oil, Nigella sativa. Much more interesting material, much more medicinal. And that one is something old Pharaoh put in his tomb. And old Nefertiti used to use it as her beauty secret for her magnanimous face, nails, and hair. And Cleopatra, we've dug it up now, she was using black seed oil on her face and hair. Black seed oil, not flax, Nigella sativa.
Can you say sativa again like that?
Sativa.
Yeah, I like that. A sativa. Those are strands of marijuana, too.
Yes. Sativa. But it's a slightly different species. The Indians put it on naan bread, these little teeny black seeds. And the Prophet Muhammad said it cures everything but death. So maybe he might not be too off. Because we know that black seed oil is very good for the cardiovascular system. It's also very good for kidney. Fantastic for the liver, gallbladder, great for the gut, and it's really good for the skin, hair, and nails, and also helps with bronchospasm and, you know, lung junk.
How are you feeling, O?
Feeling pretty good.
Any dramatic?
The burning and overwhelming oregano sensation has faded. Now I'm just...
Feel fine.
Feel good.
So, Doc... I'm going to have my fifth shot here coming up. Stay tuned to Glenn Klein Online as Glenn drinks 5 shots of oregano. So, yeah, I'm definitely, you know, it's definitely getting there.
Can you see if you breathe any better?
Yeah, I couldn't have done that without coughing.
I feel clear. I feel like I cleared out my sinuses.
Yeah, well, you got the morning, your sinuses are going ape, you know what, since I can't swear anymore with that Ingram.
Yeah. Not with a clean yourself that you'll be purified.
Just to real quickly tie off the point with the mushrooms and the mycologist and the carpenter being ants being able to be, you know, repelled by mushrooms, it's that would be an incredibly cheap way to cure the whole and fix, there we go, saying cure, solve
infestation.
The infestation of a house with ants, but the problem is that the Raid and the other big companies that continue to treat and spray around the house on a, you know, monthly basis or whatever it is on a consistent basis, they're making so much money doing that it just doesn't make sense to replace that with something that would be.
I wonder if and you're right about that, they have a big monopoly and they have a revolving door at the FDA and the EPA, you know, that the big companies do,
right?
So they put their people in place to protect those horrible chemicals. But I wonder if that fungus isn't, they're so afraid that fungus would infect the ant's underside, so they shy away from it. I think that's a fantastic I'm going to say cure for ants, you know, keep me posted on that, and maybe we can give the guy some ideas or help him somehow bring that to market.
You should check. He actually, I think he got a patent on the, because he had somehow manipulated the strain in a way to do that. But his name's Paul Stamets, and really,
oh, it's Mr. Stamets. Okay.
See, you know.
I know him already. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
That doesn't sound very positive, Doc Ingram.
Well, I know him very well. He also produces quite a bit. I'm not going to take anybody down. He produces quite a few capsules for internal consumption. But let me just say this: I don't know about the ants. When you do mushrooms, the best quality mushrooms are the wild ones, rather than the type that they make industrially. So if you're going to take, because I'm on here, I want to endorse only what I know will work for the people. If you're going to get into mushrooms internally, one of the great ones is wild chaga. And so now on the market are a lot of synthetic chaga where they make it in tubs. And that's, I think, what his company does. So for internal consumption, just stick with actual wild mushrooms or organic mushrooms that are raised on logs, and those are the safest and the best for your health. Chaga Max, for instance, and that type of thing.
This is Glenn Klein Online. Owen Pratt, his tongue is done burning, and we're talking with Dr. Cass Ingram. I'm on number 5. Let's see. Dude, what if this cures it? I'm done hacking.
That'd be amazing.
All right, here's number 5.
I just Googled chaga mushrooms, and they're really fascinating to look at.
Oh, they are fascinating. I started that whole chaga movement well before the other fellows in the business, and there was another chap, Mr. Wolf, that was talking it up as well. But what I did was I popularized it to the general public because the chaga the Chaga cured my remnants of psoriasis, and I was so impressed that I wrote a book called The Cures in the Forest, and also created a raw Chaga extract, which no one else has ever really thought of, really. We found that the raw Chaga is, and that's available as Chago Power Drops or Chagamac Capsules, is more effective for skin conditions than when you make it as a tea. Now Chaga, whether as a tea or as or raw form or what have you, is really a very fine source of enzymes. Superoxide dismutase, catalase, ergosterol synthase, all these sort of big names. It's extremely potent stuff.
Well, my lips are on fire, I'm happy to report. Dr. Cass Ingram has written more than 20 books. Have you ever written a book not about health?
Yes, I did write. They all have a little shade of issues of health and health benefits. I did take the secret scripture they don't want you to know about. I didn't really write that. And also the Quran, and I translated both into modern English. And that took years and years and years of work. But nobody seems to want those kinds of books much. You don't sell many of them. But they're there, and some people do love them. And I made them easy to read.
Are you Muslim?
I follow the way of Abraham, the true, the original monotheist.
So what does that mean? Jewish?
Well, that means that it means that I follow the way of Abraham, like I said. You know, it means, like you said, if you get too much into religion or dogma, you get bogged down, don't you? So,
well, you can, but I was just, you know, you're an interesting man and obviously smart and very engaging, and I was just curious since you've... if you're translating the Quran, for God's sakes, it's...
Yeah, it was interesting because they're both very fascinating. The one is the Gospels and the other is the Quran, and the Old Testament's a little tougher going. So I left that alone.
Obviously a major issue in Big Pharma is erectile dysfunction and testosterone. So here I am, you know, at the ripe old age, I just turned 59, and I'm prime for low T and ED and stuff like that. What do you recommend to guys?
You have to take lots of ashwagandha and lots of the royal, you know, concentrated freeze-dried royal jelly. That nothing works like that. That's the royal power and the ashadrine. You can try this herb and that potion, doesn't matter. If you take the steroids, because those are steroids, you're low in steroids. So you're playing around with all kind of herbs and potions and topical this and that, and all you'd have to do is build up your reserves, because when you're over 50, you quit making them. Then if you have sex, you deplete your steroids, then you get weak and feeble. So if you're active, you have to put the steroids back in your system. That's what I'm telling you.
And what is it called?
Royal Power.
And you guys have that in North America?
They have. Royal Power. And then with the ashwagandha, you probably want to use the drops and the capsules and take higher dose. You see?
And that's in the ashadrine?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. You know, where a person is a little bit needing, you know, some male support, then they take 5 capsules twice a day, or they take... So sometimes if you take lots of royal jelly, you'll make so many steroids, you end up having a wet dream. Your body has to get rid of them. Patients tell me these things.
What is the last guy you heard our age that had a wet dream?
The ones that take the royal jelly.
they, on the regular? A book a week?
The ones, yes. Even 50, 60-year-olds. In other words, that's what that is anyway. If there's too much steroid, it comes out. But let me just stress that if somebody wants to just have, if they're over 50, they want to have sex twice a day, they're gonna deplete their system. And there's got to be some balance in life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. So how much royal jelly do you take?
I take the, you know, I don't, I'm not as good as like regular as I should be, but if I think about it, I like to take about 2 or 3 capsules a day of each, ashwagandha and royal power.
Well, what if somebody like myself is significantly depleted?
Would take 4 twice a day of both and build yourself up, you see. But, yeah.
What are you doing? Are you dual tasking, Hannes?
Well, I'm not anymore.
See, just because you're only on Skype audio doesn't mean we can't.
No, I was just flipping my papers that I take notes when I talk to you.
Oh, right on. All right, so here's what number is this?
6.
Number 6. All right, this is going to be the last one, I think. Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely doing better. Wouldn't you think?
Oh, I know you are. I can tell that. Yeah. Just hold it there, or you're just swallowing it.
Let's try and make him laugh.
Don't you dare knock him off subject.
It's like trying to get me to talk while he holds this in his mouth.
Yeah.
Throwing all sorts of hand signals at me.
All right, dude. I mean, I got freaking atrazine or oregano in my mouth. Well, I'm making the official international talk with your mouth signal. And
you were trying to tell him to keep the momentum going while you were suffocating.
Well, you told me to keep it in my mouth.
Yeah, I know I did, but that's the best way to just clean out all that fungus, you see.
What's the best way for people to not only get in touch with you, but to stay in touch and be informed about this stuff?
Well, they can go to the Facebook site. Everybody asks me every kind of crazy question on Facebook, / Dr. Cass Ingram, or maybe my website, cassingram.com. They could go and message me. I try to keep up, but, you know, the general public, they drive you completely bananas.
I love them
anyway.
If this, obviously, you do. You've dedicated your entire life to helping people. If this is not too personal, what is the craziest question that you've gotten recently?
Well, I guess the craziest one was pretty much, will this help me? I mean, I keep getting this. Can it cure me? Will it help? Will it really help? This lady. She was saying that all the products were making her sick. And, you know, she didn't know what to do, and none of it was true. It was all in her imagination. The more she took, the better she felt. So I don't know what to do with people like that. That's where I have I just usually just slap them right in the face and say, just cut it out, stay on the program, keep going, you'll get better. I have to play emotional coach with everybody.
Right.
You know, you'll be okay. And then they email me back and say, oh, I'm feeling better. Like, everybody's a big baby. That's my biggest thing on questions. You know, you got under my skin with that one.
Well, my mouth is on fire right now because I held that oregano in there. Now, the problem is...
but it didn't hurt you.
No, that's a good point. I've got to talk to your guy, Jonathan, over there because I've basically gone through my entire bottle of oregano and I got to order another bottle.
You don't have to order it. I got some freebies here. Let's get you and your team some bonus.
That's what I'm talking about. If it's free, it's for me. All right. So
I want to tell you something. I do love to help people. So if they do have I'll do my best. If they have a question, just go to the Facebook site, or better yet, message me through cassingham.com. If it's a medical question, we have to be very careful. Do it the right way.
Right. All right, my man. Let's do this on the regular now that, you know, we can just talk whenever we want.
Cool segments, a little health.
Well, we'll do what we can, and I know you're getting the word out, and God bless you for that. And listen, stay healthy and strong, and maybe we ought to kick you some black seed oil to experiment with, too.
All right.
So number 1 and 2 for perfect health is oil of oregano and black seed. Start with that.
All right.
Yeah.
So you going to send us some swag?
I definitely. And if people want to know about quality, go to the oregano.com and go to their Facebook site. They've got lots of videos. They're super, and you know, they're not trying to push you, but you'll learn about quality. Oregano.com.
All right, man.
All right, gentlemen.
Dude, I think
some stock from what I've got here.
I absolutely think I'm better.
You think?
I know.
You sound well, isn't better, that honestly. Something?
I don't think I could get phlegm up if I wanted to. No, I mean, that's...
Look at you.
This morning.
You're like an explosive steam engine now.
You sound 100 times better from the first podcast this morning. You were rough. I was worried about you.
It's a miracle of nature.
Thanks, Doc.
See you around.
Well,
okay.
You want my address? I'm in your system.
Well, you just get a hold of the people, and we'll fire you some goodies.
All right. We'll do all right. that.
Good to talk to you, my friend.
There he goes.
Okay, bye now.
The cannabis doctor. The cannabis cure. He's always very careful, Cassinger, to say he's not talking about THC.
Huh.
He's talking about the cannabinoids.
Right.
Which oregano is one of them. Black pepper.
Huh. I never... Is he still here? I want to ask him.
Are you still there, Doc? No, he's gone. He was gone 10 minutes ago.
I wonder if that's like the chemical makeup or something of the plant or the strain that makes it a cannabinoid.
Well, when I was in Wisconsin, there was this whole huge debate because the CBD oil is very effective for kids who have seizures. And the freaking conservative Christians wouldn't allow that to be made legal because even though it didn't have any THC in it, it was just another step towards, you know, legalizing marijuana. And finally, a guy that I used to have on my show all the time, Robin Voss, who was the Speaker of the House, Republican, and they got a bipartisan bill together, and finally they passed CBD oil. And then when we had Darrell Ingram the other day, the former Green Bay Packer, who's, you know, so politically astute and super duper liberal, another Ingram.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they're related. Of course, we're all related when you get right down to it. What, he's a follower of Abraham, he said.
I wonder what that means.
Yeah, I tried to get him to ask. See, he doesn't get personal.
Yeah.
He reminds me of my old news director, the great Tom Carco. He wouldn't get, oh my God, I couldn't drag an opinion out of that guy to save my life. And that's how actually I got fired. Because I was talking to Tom, I would try to find commonality after the news, you know, do a little kibitzing. And he liked hockey. Mm-hmm. So he wouldn't give his opinion, but we could talk hockey. And then I went to the whole question to Milt Thompson about why African-Americans don't dominate hockey. And here we are.
Here we are.
Probably never would have met you if I would have ever been fired.
Probably not.
Thank God. But yeah, so he doesn't get personal. But Darrell Ingram told us that now they have medical marijuana in Wisconsin. I didn't even know that. They're pushing in Illinois, where Cass Ingram is, to just recreational like so many other states across the board. It's coming for sure. Of course, it's ridiculous. There. It's absurd. But thank God for the oregano.
Amen.
I think I might need a little bit more before the evening's over.
Your voice is like night and day from earlier today.
We'll have to compare it, compare and contrast.
We could do that.
I feel better. I better, for God's sakes.
Mouth feels cleansed.
It does?
Yeah.
What if it helps your sinuses in the morning?
Maybe it will. Find out.
My daughter Hannah's got the oregano. She's got sinus stuff. But I never thought you could. I feel fine. You know, obviously I've got a tremendous amount of energy, which I usually do. But how many? I had 6 shots of this in like a half an hour?
Yeah. Curious about the black seed. There's so much of these like magic potions, you know, that just seem to be out there, but they're so, you know, kind of out of the mainstream. You never hear about them, and it's usually from some hippie doctor who's
like Cass Ingram. You know, like, but I mean, I've met him. I've seen his office. It's totally credible. And he sounds credible, doesn't he?
Yeah. Oh, it's incredibly smart guy, you know, and a lot of these people I trust more, you know, I trust them just as much as the doctor who's getting paid from Big Pharma to subscribe you to painkillers, you know, if not more. So it's crazy how undiscovered and unexplored this world is, for me at least.
This ashwagandha.
Andy, my buddy Andy, though, loves that chaga. The chaga tea, is a big fan of that stuff.
The ashadrine has been dramatically beneficial to me. I haven't had the panic. I haven't had swelling like that since. And but I blistered my feet from the damn garlic. It'd
be nice if someone out there could make a platform to kind of help navigate all of these different
claims and things.
Yeah, the claims, but also
information.
Information where if you had some concern or were trying to improve in certain areas, or it could help you navigate this whole ecosystem of. What would you call it?
Holistic health.
Holistic health. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, just sort of non-Western medicine.
Yeah, make it a little more.
Well, get busy. Oh, you got nothing better to do.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hoping Andy will do his holistic edge.
Hi, Andy.
His brand. Shout out to you, Andy.
If you're listening, wherever you're at. Well, I'm ready to go. You know, could you imagine if I would have had 5 shots of Jack Daniels or 6 shots of Jack Daniels in 30 minutes?
We'll do that.
We should do that. That'll be fun. See how drunk we could get. We'll do that as a test.
It'd be a fun show.
See, I think, yes, moderation in all things, including moderation. I think once in a while, but see, I guarantee you, Doc Ingram never gets jiggy. He says he doesn't drink. He won't even eat a beautiful steamed Chicago hot dog bun, sesame seed.
I mean, you can feel how vibrant he is. I can see why.
I respect people that like that. I've got my friend Shimon Darwick, Simeon Darwick. He came to Menominee. He was the camper there, a Nate Wass Award winner. He's like this guy. He's just pristine down the path. Great dude. But, you know, never drinks, never smokes, never chews. Doesn't hang around with girls or dudes.
Well, I feel great.
You do?
Yeah.
Right on. Well, thank you. You look great, as always. Want to thank you for joining us for another edition of GKO. We will do it again next time. If you can contact us, CassIngram.com and go on his Facebook page. But our website is GlennKleinOnline.com. You can email me at coach@GlennKleinOnline.com, as well as check out the Sex in the Pews. It's growing, and it is controversial. It's provocative. It's compelling.
Coming up on 1,000 downloads in the first month.
Yeah, it's funny, but it ain't for the faint of heart, as we say. It's just, if you can't deal with raw, real, descriptive stories and opinions and a condemnation of not religious people, but of religion, and an educated argument, don't go there. But if you do, we'd love to have you. I'd love to see you over in the pews.
I appreciate that. Subscribe.
Yeah, definitely. So, Big O, thank you very much, as always. What did we learn today?
Oregano and black seed can cure all, except death.
That's what Muhammad said. Mm-hmm. I learned that Cass Ingram is a follower of Abraham. The original monotheist.
How do you think you follow Abraham?
If I had to say, I'm not going to say. If I had to say, I would say he kind of leans more towards Islam-ish. Because Islam incorporates, you know, the Old Testament and sees Jesus as a prophet, and then you get the ultimate prophet in Muhammad. But who knows?
Who knows?
He doesn't want to talk about it. Or when the last time he had a wet dream was. When's the last time you had a wet dream?
I've never had a wet dream.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe I should need some royal... What is it called?
Royal jelly.
Royal jelly.
Well, no, I don't think you do actually need to have a wet dream. But if you have too much royal jelly, it's going to come out one way or the other, apparently. I had a wet dream when I was 12. My first one. I had a couple, but the first one I had was 12 after a social at camp. I got to dance, slow dance with Linda Miller.
Scandalous.
And woke up the next morning to the evidence and... Then fast forward 8 years later, I'm 20 years old, and I hadn't seen Linda for years. And so I saw her. I asked her out for a day. We went out had dinner, and I told her that she was the subject of my first wet dream. And she never talked to me after that.
Not a dick move then, huh?
Don't you think? No, I think it was.
Telling her that she was the subject?
Yes. Don't you think that, wouldn't you take
it's
that as a
compliment? Flattering.
Yes. Yeah. Don't you? Wouldn't you? I mean.
Especially the first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, she didn't dig it. But see, she probably wouldn't enjoy Sex in the Pews.
She was too religious.
She wasn't that religious. I just think that maybe about that she was. I mean, that's a compliment, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you tell somebody you fantasize about them,
justify women like that. How could you?
It comes very natural. I was sleeping. I think I got a pass, don't I? All right, beautiful humans. Thank you for joining us. We love you, and we will do it all again next time online. Until that time, this is Glenn Klein Online
and Owen Pratt
saying, Shalom, everybody. Boom.